Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wsino.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wsino.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, we've been looking at prayer and the effects of prayer and the power of prayer and the authority that God's given to us, so that even when we pray, we have authority and power. And so we're picking up where we left off in the service. And we wanted to look at the word power, because God spoke to us and He said, I give you power and authority. So many times, let's look at one of the meanings and see how much authority and how much power we actually have in our own lives. So let's pick the service up right now and continue in this awesome power of prayer.
Luke 10:17. Look what happened with the disciples. The 70, this is not even the 12. He sent 12 out, they came back saying the same thing. Then the 70, watch this. The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. We're talking authority here. Power, you see, you're above those demons. Watch that. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Then look what he said. Look at what he says here. Verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. He's talking about the demonic realm here. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give unto you power. There's power number one. To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. There's power number two. So now, when you look at this first word power, it's number 1849 out of the Strong's Concordance, 1849. The word, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it's E-X-O-U-S-I-A. Exousia. It means this. He says, I'll give unto you power. What am I going to give you? Power. When you break it down and you read the Strong's Concordance, I'm going to give you delegated influence. His authority. Remember, he gave them the authority. They went, came back with power. Watch it. It means delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, right, strength, force, capacity, competency, freedom, and mastery. So when he said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, I give you influence and authority and power and liberty and all that. Okay, he gives us all of that. That's the first word. The second word, power, where he says, and over all the power of the enemy, the second word is number 1411. And that means, and many of you know this one, dunamis. Dunamis. Everyone said dunamis. That's explosive power. Now watch what it means. It means I'm going to give you over all the power of the enemy, okay? He says you're going to be able to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, over all the dunamis, explosive power of the enemy, against all their force, all the ability, all the might, all the strength, all the violence, and all their mighty work. Now, what I decided to do, because God's given us authority through Jesus Christ, I want to read you Luke 10:17, that same verse we just read, but this is the Curry translation. Okay, Jerry Curry translation. You ready for it? Yeah, we have it. And the 70 disciples returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils and demons are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, right, strength, force, capacity, competency, freedom, mastery to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the force, ability, might, strength, violence, mighty work of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Come on. There you have it. That's what it is. The Bible says, study to show yourself proved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy, right? So you study, you get the word, you read different translations, you get the Strong's Concordance. You see, what does it actually mean? Because today, if I said you're bad, probably means you're good, right? Someone said to me one day, shut up. I wanted to slap them, but they meant, you're kidding. Don't say, tell me more. Right? So the words have different meanings and different connotations. So back in that time, that word, and with the Greek word, they've got so many different words to the English word as one word. The Greek word, which they wrote in Aramaic or in Hebrew or in Greek. So now we break it down. We study to show ourselves approved. And we find out exactly what he said when he said, I'm going to give you authority over the power. What he meant. There's nothing the devil can do to you or your children. But you've got to know who you are, and you've got to stand on who you are, and you've got to say no. All authority has its roots in the sovereign God. And kingdom authority has been sovereignly established. God is the creator. God is the ruler. The king supreme in his kingdom. And he rules the universe. And he chose to give you and me authority over all of his creation. That means I've got authority over money. That means I've got authority over sickness and disease. That means I've got authority over my marriage. That's a tough one sometimes, right? Amen. The warrior must be informed. I'm going to continue, but not now. Because I'm going to show you how some of us see ourselves. And how we're supposed to see ourselves. Amen. But prayer, I'm telling you, prayer is so accurate when it's prayed with faith, it does not miss a target. When you pray in faith and expect an answer to what you've prayed, you're praying with a faith and a belief, and you expect the answer, and you expect the answer, and you expect the answer, and it doesn't come, you expect the answer. What about, how many of you remember Elijah called for it not to rain for 3 years? And then he called for it to rain. Remember that? And that's when he had the big hoo-ha with the prophets of Baal, 450 of them, right? And then God consumed the fire off the altar. Remember that? And Israel said, God, he is Lord. Or the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. They turned, he killed those guys. And then he says to King Ahab, he says to his servant, go up on the mountain. Go up on the mountain and see if there's a cloud. And he goes back, he comes back, he says, nothing. He says, go again. You got to be persistent. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got to expect. He says, go again. He says, he goes back up the mountain, comes back. Nope, no cloud, just clear sky. He go again. He goes up, he comes back down again. Nothing, sorry to say, just clear sky. The fourth time he comes back, he's thinking, you've been in the desert a bit too long. The sun is kind of getting to you now. The fifth time he comes back, no, nothing. Go again. I'm not settling. I am not settling for anything but what I pray. Can you get like that? Can you be like that? I will not settle for the sickness in my body. I refuse to. Go again. The sixth time he goes up, comes back, nothing. He says, go again. I'm telling you, if you had to go 100 times, you would have gone 100 times. He went up the seventh time. He came back and said, there's a cloud, but it's small. It's like a shape, the fist of a man. In a big, vast sky. He says, okay, strap up, straddle up. He goes to the king. He says, you need to leave. There's about to come a torrential rain. A fist. And remember the downpour. You can't give up. You've got to expect it. Expect your prayer to be answered. Pray in faith. And when you're expecting it, nothing's going to take you over. I'm telling you, and God will do it. Remember the Syrian? He says, go dip in the Jordan 7 times and you'll lose that leprosy. Why should I go there? There's other places. Remember that? Go dip 7 times. And his maid says, servant that knew of Elisha, said, do what the man of God said. And he went, first time nothing, second time nothing. Oh, this is pathetic. I stink of filthy, rotten water. He wasn't even expecting, but you know who was? Elisha. I think he actually did it with a good attitude, because by the time he came up the seventh time, he was perfectly cured. 100%. 100%. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you've been praying for something in your life, why give up? And if you have given up, repent. Say, God, I'm sorry I didn't trust. I'm sorry I didn't believe. I'm sorry I wavered. I ask you to let me reestablish this prayer. And I pick it up again today and I say, my child is healed. And I expect it. I bought some cufflinks. You'll see them one of these days. I just wanted cufflinks. A new set. Because I'd lost all my brown and gold cufflinks when we moved. And I needed a gold coupling. I got brown suits and stuff. So I bought one. I did it online. It wasn't a lot of money. It was like $8. I said, hey, and it's got a G on it. I thought, hey, why not? So I bought it, $8. Paid with my card. You know how you do it online? Chip, 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 bang, ting. And guess what? They said it'll be here by Friday. That was on like Wednesday. Friday, I'm looking by the door. I'm watching. I'm looking. I go to the mailbox. Mail hasn't come yet. I go back. The mail came. There it is. I'm expecting something. I am expecting it. And if it doesn't come, there's going to be hell to pay, because I'm going to get onto that Amazon. That's how we have to be when we pray, family. Come on. Come on. Don't give up. God will never let you down. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hi. This is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracle signs and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Pressing In and Pressing On. Do you desire everything that God has for you? Today, Joyce invites you to press in to His incredible purpose for your life. Receive the peace and joy you've been looking for. Just a quick reminder, you can give to a specific outreach of your choice. Give to a cause that's near to your heart, like water, feeding, medical, Project Girl, or wherever needed most. Also, be sure to check out joycemeyer.org/greatest gift, a 7-week Bible study journey that you and your friends can be a part of together. You'll receive weekly encouragement and ways to reach out to others. Sign up at joycemeyer.org/greatest gift. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Pressing In and Pressing On.
Let's read it. Luke 6, beginning in verse 27. But as I say to you who hear,